Tonight, the White House says President Trump does not want a special counsel to investigate the Justice Department's handling of the case of sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, something some Republicans have called for. 24 hours ago, the president ducking questions. But today, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says Trump opposes the idea.
The president would not recommend a special prosecutor in the Epstein case. That's how he feels.
The president has said Attorney General Pam Bondi briefed him on Epstein.
President Trump said that the attorney general only gave him a brief overview of what was in these Epstein files. Does he have knowledge or an understanding of what is in the files related to Epstein that have not been released?
Not to my knowledge, and that's a question for the attorney general, as I said. And the president has told the attorney general if they have any more credible evidence, they should release it.
Is that evidence, would she have to run that by the president before she released it?
I don't think so.
Earlier this year, Bondi promised to open the books on Epstein and make the files public.
The DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients? Will that really happen?
It's sitting on my desk right now to review. That's been a directive by President Trump.
But now the Justice Department and the FBI say the client list doesn't actually exist and that no more information would be made public. The president, whose FBI director and deputy FBI director long promoted sinister conspiracy theories about Epstein, now attacking his own supporters for demanding more information.
They're stupid people.
The president dismissing the Epstein matter as a hoax, a waste of time, and boring. But many prominent Republicans disagree.
I don't think human trafficking of young teenage girls being exploited by billionaires on a private island is boring.
Some top supporters now demanding that Bondi hold a news conference to explain her decision. But today, the attorney general was far from Washington. She flew to California to tour Alcatraz, which Trump is hoping to reopen. She wasn't talking about Jeffrey Epstein.